Awesome.
We went after, what we wanted to find out was what the average home cost was, assessed home value was, so that way it made more sense to people.
One figure we came up with was the average assessed value of homes in Hollister and Branson School District. It's $170,000.
And what about the business entities? Did you guys look into those at all?
I'm sorry?
The businesses?
No, we did not. Because we could not seem to get a figure that showed the average.
Personal property tax, because the levy would be on both bills. Did you look at any average on personal property tax, what it would be the increase there?
No, we did not. What we're doing is recommending an August of 2023 vote. Several reasons for that. At one time we considered April, and our research for all of us was so comprehensive we could not pull all of that information together. I will tell you that we have put together an FAQ, frequently asked questions. We will have a website where voters will be able to go to that, and it will actually show them what costs would be for various home assessments. It would also answer those FAQs.
Okay.
We also are working on a five-year budget to show we would not be able, if this is on the August ballot, we would not collect any money until December of 25 on this.
December 24 and 25. Yeah.
Would that not be October of?
If it passed in August, I think it would be the following year on a levy, because it has to go through the county clerk and
districts and so forth.
So if it passed August, then the next year it'd be presenting
right.
And with the county
so
clerk.
So they would not be taxed on it this year.
Mm-hmm. When, on 23.
On 23 right. Or 24.
No, you would 24.
You'd be taxed on 24.
Sorry, we're talking about receiving the funding. If it passed, that's what we're trying to figure out.
Okay.
That's
okay.
A critical that.
It'd be on the 24 bill that mm-hmm. would be collected at the end of 24, paid out 25.
Right.
Boom.
Well,
sorry.
Actually, you'd be receiving if it's on the 24 bill when they start paying the taxes.
Right. You'll start receiving it then.
You'll
right.
start receiving it right. in 24.
At the tail end and the final quarter of 24.
As soon as they right. Well, each okay. month. Each month.
The majority of it, yes.
Yes.
But most people don't pay the bill to the very
all back. Getting, yeah, exactly. So it's just right. getting clarity on those things because, of course, the mm-hmm. assuming it is passed, the transfer is critical for the private library.
Yeah. And then the impacted area of the tax, is that countywide? Is that
no.
city? Okay.
So what we put forth was the Branson and Hollister school districts.
The vast majority of the people who are utilizing the library, about 92%, are in the Branson-Hollister school districts. Now, what happens is we are unique because of state statutes. If this were to not pass, it's five more years before we could take it to the taxpayers. Okay? Any school district that wants, or any area that is adjacent to the Branson or Hollister school districts, in 5 years can add that on and become a member of that. So in the meantime, what we would do is charge a nominal fee for people outside of the Branson and Hollister school districts to utilize the library.
Which would be, I'll say, what would that nominal fee be?
Haven't established it yet, but it'd be similar to, we fashioned it similar to the Recplex in Branson, how they operate. So they charge a fee if you're outside of the city of Branson. So it'd just be, similar to less than probably $25 to become a member of. But we haven't.
Per person, though.
We haven't even gotten that far.
Okay.
Similar, but the idea is that
so there's,
make it
there's
accessible.
A lot of maybe still in there.
Exactly.
Okay.
But it needs to be equitable to the people who are paying taxes.
This is what I was going to say.
Yes.
If it were $25, then I wouldn't be voting to join my district in because my taxes would be much higher than that.
Right. Okay, she's nodding her head. We haven't worked out the number.
It would be more like 100 or 200.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Gotcha.
When the question was asked, would you support a tax increase? for the public library. Do you think the people understood that they meant it was a levy that would be on their tax bills? I know you said now you've talked about 100,000 home and in that, but when you did your survey, do you think the people understood, was it ever mentioned that it would be a levy on
their
tax bills?
No, we didn't use the language levy in it, if that's your...
So tax increase, they wouldn't have known, but what, it was a sales tax or...
Mm-hmm. No, they don't know.
Just wondering.
Do you know what the estimated revenues would be for the tax?
Yes, at 18%, based on the 222 figures, would be $1,869,556.
That's annually?
That assumes, of course, no increase in 23 over 22.
That was all personal property and real estate taxes?
Yes. That was the total amount based on what we got for 22 figures. That also does not take into account the fact that 22 figures were 3.5% higher than 21 property tax figures.
And this is a reassessment year, so.
Right. And we purposely went conservative on that. We did not figure in 3.5% each year, because we also have figures that tell us that somewhere between 6 and 8% of people do not pay their property taxes, either don't pay them on time or don't pay them at all. And so consequently, we can't count. We hope that the increase amount of construction and property value would make up for whatever that small amount is that is not collected, if that makes sense.
Of course, if it's not collected, if you're talking just real estate, it goes to the tax sale and it gets paid eventually.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And how many years would this be instated for if it were to be voted on?
We did not put a sunset on it.
So no sunset.
Permanent tax, just as these other library taxes around us are. And something to be said about the 10-cent levy, the 0.10 levy in Stone County, that was implemented, the closest I could find in terms of my research, was in 56. And that was in combination with Christian County, and at some point they split. So that Stone County has been at that level. Stone County currently has three libraries, but it has taken from 56 until now to have three libraries. We do not want to be looking at 30 years down the road before we even have a library here.
That brings up a question, Debbie, is Ms. Redford. Where would you propose the public library to be if it's Forsyth, I mean, if it's Branson and Hollister that's voting on it originally, where would you propose the library to be located?
What we're doing is we're not there yet because cost of land, cost of construction. The perfect situation would be we know it needs to be someplace that's very accessible to our residents year-round. So not someplace that's so heavily trafficked that it would take them a lot of extra time to get there. So that's the only factor we have. It would be great if we could find a place that we could refurbish, that we're looking at possibly up to 3 acres, so we have plentiful parking. Our intention is to build in three phases. The first phase would be what we can afford at that point, but it would be a building that's designed to be added onto for expansion, have a second phase and a third phase.
And I think it's important to say that as we talk about the building phase, the kind of the pre-building phase would be the enhancement of the current library. So just taking what is there already and getting that to a place where we can have the educational programs that people are asking for, expanded services, getting the staff, in place and benefits and all those really critical pieces to enhancing the current private library if we were to take it over.
So how does that work? And Mr. Elliott, you may step in. How does that work as far as you already have an existing private, we have a public board, public funds. Does it automatically go to them? I've brought this point up in the past. We could do separate from them. If we go with them, do we absorb them? Do they have to then put all of their funds that they have in different trusts and accounts? How does that mesh? How does that all work?
We've been speaking with the private library. There's a couple things. First of all, they have told us that they don't believe that they can operate past 2025. They don't have the funding for it. So we have asked them to go ahead and put together their budget of, A, how they operate today to get an understanding, and B, go ahead and show us that you're not going to operate past 2025. So in other words, they have said that they will shut their doors in 2025. Then comes, assuming this passes, then comes the handoff between the two. Right now what we're discussing is a purchasing of. So we purchase over the library, the contents, the building. The private library then becomes just a friends of the public library. So it's a private public.
Who receives the monies? If it's purchased, who receives those monies?
If it's purchased from, it would go over to the private library. They would receive it, and then they'd have a public-private enhanced.
So it'd still be utilized there in the...
Let me tell you, their board is totally in favor of this.
I'm sure they are.
They're ready to hand it off. They have operated for many years on volunteers, and what they've found is those volunteers have aged out. Volunteers also take time off for vacations or work, you know, illness or whatever, and they have had to hire more people, which means benefits. They're operating right now on a budget of $300,000 a year. Part of that is made up for by the thrift shop. Part of it's made up for by the bookstore. Part of it's some small donations they get. But other than that, they do not see that what they have right now, and they have been very generous in terms of they will pay. They have a CD that they will pay for the price of putting this on the ballot for us. That's how much they are behind the campaign.
And I don't know about now. Used to, they had plenty of money, and they operated solely on the interest that those monies had. Again, that was years ago.
Yeah.
I've not been – none of my family members have been a part of it in quite a while, so I don't know what's happened to all those funds. But used to, they had a substantial amount of money.
You're accurate there. That is not the case any longer. So they have a sizable amount that they're going to use to help support this campaign, and then pay for the actual vote in August.
If there's nothing else on the ballot, it will cost $30,000 to put it on the ballot.
And then after that...
Stephanie, is that accurate?
Yes.
Thank you.
And then after that, what remains would go into helping them pay down eventually so that they can move over. Now, the private library does work under a mandate to support the library. So those dollars that go in would be used to go back into that library to help support, say, a building fund and other access needed. So a public-private handshake there.
Commissioner Williams, just from my perspective, I mean, obviously I don't have all of those details, but I mean, the way I would imagine that can happen would be a couple of different ways. I mean, there can be a complete, a documented transfer of all assets, buildings, bank accounts to the extent that that's possible. I don't know if any of those funds are endowed, restricted, you know, sometimes, I mean, all of that due diligence would have to happen in order to find out whether that was even possible. And then there's the financial component. I mean, is the library district going to acquire title to all of the real estate and the bank accounts and whatnot, or is there going to be some assets held back? I mean, all of that would need to be negotiated and documented, going forward. So, I mean, I don't know exactly what all those details look like, both from the county and library district standpoint, as well as the existing entity.
We have a meeting in April with their board, but we've been told that they are 100% behind us in terms of making this happen.
When they came before us before, and they had their attorney, Mr. Styron.
Right.
Unless my memory's bad, it's been a while. But I thought he was going to represent the library board also. No?
I'm sorry.
I think they were able to ask him questions. I think he gave an opinion possibly on the tax being just for school districts and not for the entire county. But I don't know
That's not unusual, because OTC did that when OTC went.